the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past the 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Donvila.
It's time for another Netflix movie review.
Yeah.
Well, this movies review.
Yeah. Yeah. We got shit going on.
So as usual, Mark and I have nothing better to do with our lives. So you know, we watch movies.
If, you know what? That's
our shows.
Pretty common. Everyone's like a Netflix junkie these days. That's all you see. Everyone's like, oh, I'm just watching Netflix.
Yeah, what else are you supposed to do? Like,
no other shit to do.
You always hear people like, complain about certain cities, like where we live, like, nothing to do. Like, what? If I was in New York City, I'd still be sitting at home. What am I doing?
I don't know. Standing outside at like Times Square, staring at a screen. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to. What am I going to Letterman tapings? I don't know. I don't go to clubs. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a nightlife around here. I'm not a part of it, but it exists.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Oh my god! I'm glad we're not young anymore and like have to trek out in this like 0 degree weather.
Oh my dude! I don't think anyone is. I. It's not like I'm. Yeah, like we're not going out to the clubs, but they have to be fucking empty, right? I mean, there can't be that many people who are just gonna like with the wind chill. It's like 20 below. Like, who's out there?
I don't know. All right, so first up is a movie that Mark and I actually both saw for a change.
Rare, yeah.
Because Mark usually refuses to watch the movies I assign him.
I actually finished watching it while I was here. I started earlier, and then I took a nap. I watched like half hour, took a nap, then I watched a little bit more.
And then he got here, and I was sleeping, and I
yeah.
Went out of the house.
So I'm like standing outside, just watching it on my phone.
Anyways, it's called The One I Love. It stars Mark Duplass and Elizabeth Moss, who is from Mad Men.
But she was from Mars.
She was also the daughter on...
She was also a dog.
She was a daughter on that White House show where...
West Wing?
West Wing, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't tell you anything about this movie. It'll ruin it.
It's a pretty good movie. It's interesting, but the thing about it is...
There's a fantasy/science fiction element to it.
Yeah. If you say anything about, like, what it's about, you give away the whole fucking movie. But it's good.
But basically, the movie is a young couple, married couple, is trying to get their marriage back together after he cheated on her.
Yeah.
And what they used, whatever they do in the movie, is a tool to kind of say, in my mind, is to say that how... Like, we meet people and marry them a lot of times for the good things that we want from them, and then that's not how the person ends up being.
That's most relationships. I think you end up seeing these qualities that might not even really be there in the first place.
It's
more what you want to be there.
Yeah. Well, everyone gets in a relationship, and then they're like, they have a whole list of things they want to change, like, well, I'd like that person to lose some weight. I'd like them to be a little more caring to me.
You know what, though? Doesn't that seem more like a female thing? Like, women do that more than men?
Guys do it, too.
I mean, maybe, but I probably to a lesser degree, I'd say.
I wish she was a better cook. I wish she made more money. I wish she was into anal. And all that stuff.
Those are all things you can learn.
You can learn to like anal?
Yeah, or just put up with it. Listen, I had to go to your fucking mother's, okay? I had to put up with that. That hurts. That hurts me.
The old mother-in-law joke?
Yeah.
For me, I'm not really all that interested in anal, so it's never been a problem.
Okay.
So it's not like, please, we gotta have anal, please, for a special treat.
I'll give you a Rice Krispie treat.
I think the thing is, it's like, if a girl's like really into, like I've heard of girls who are super into it. Like, they prefer that? Like, are you going to be as interested in it? Because it's not, like, forbidden if she's just, like, bending over, like, stick it in, man. Let's go.
Why wouldn't you be interested in it? If she's super into it, you're not going to give that to her? She's super into it. You're gonna tell her no? No, fuck off.
I'd rather a vagina.
Yeah, but now you have both.
No, what if she's like not like doesn't really want vagina sex?
Well, then either you break up with her or you do what she wants. Then, huh?
I'm just saying. What would you rather have?
What would I rather? They're both. It's both fine.
Really? You have no preference.
I'd like a little variety.
You have no preference. Like you. All right. The girl of your dreams is sitting in the next room. You can have sex with her any way you want.
I mean, only one. I would do normal.
Only one way.
Then I mean,
you. Well, then you prefer vagina. You just don't like. You hate having preferences, so you say I like it all. But then when it comes down to it, you do have a preference because you would if it.
Yeah, but that's
kind of choosing one. You'd pick one.
Fine, fine.
And by default, that's your preference for anything.
Okay, but that's not something that I want all the time. Just because you like one thing, that doesn't mean that's what I want forever. I will like maybe you can't change things.
But you like it better. Like if I put a glass of Pepsi, a glass of Coke, you can choose whatever one you choose. You can say, well, I like them both. They're fine. Okay, but you're going to choose one of them. And that one's going to be by default the one you prefer.
What if I grab them both and just dump them on my fucking head?
So you're saying that you don't prefer vaginal sex to anal. Is that what you're saying?
No, I do, I guess.
Exactly.
You know I don't like having a preference, a favorite, man.
That's what I just yelled about for 10 minutes.
I know.
All right, so, yeah, this is a great movie.
This movie's about anal.
There's no anal involved in the movie that I know
of. That's the twist. You fucking gave it away, man. Come on.
It stars...
Don't even bother watching this shit now.
It also stars Ted Danson in a small role. And his wife actually has a role.
Via phone.
Yeah.
I heard it. I was like, hey, it's his wife.
Yep. Mary Steenburgen, who's now doing great things on Justified.
Yeah,
and
she
still
is.
I don't know. When she was young, she wasn't hot, but now that she's old, woman. She looks hot. She's like, for a 70-year-old woman, she's
hot. Hot's a little extreme.
I do her. Yeah. That little twang in her voice, I like it.
Anyway, good flick. I mean, look it up. You know, it's an interesting one.
I still love when she, when H.G. Wells visited her in 1979.
Because
H.G. Wells was chasing Jack the Ripper. For some reason, H.G. Wells wrote the time machine, but he also owned his own time machine. And he decided to...
Because it was an autobiography.
And somehow he made it to Los Angeles. I never figured that out. And
it's a space and time.
The movie was called Time After
curved.
Time.
Yeah, that's the movie.
And he was chasing Jack the Ripper to modern day, quote, 1979, Los Angeles. And he fell in love with Mary Steenburgen or whatever.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't?
And he had McDonald's for the first time. I went to this Scottish place, McDonald's. That was a big joke.
Yeah, he wasn't impressed, from what I recall.
He had a quarter pounder in those old styrofoam containers he's there.
Yeah.
Which young people listening, they're like, what? All right, Mark, what's your second, I guess?
My movie is called The One I Love. And, well, okay, I did watch most of season one of Spartacus. And... it's not, like, super good.
I heard there's a lot of nudity.
Yeah, there's a lot of... It's like, you know, the typical... It's like almost like an HBO show. Like, if you saw Rome...
Well, it was on Stars or something.
Yeah. Like, a lot of sex, a lot of violence, and that's pretty much all it is. Gladiator battles.
Sounds fantastic.
It is, but, you know... It's attached...
The one dude killed himself or died, and they had to replace him. I know that. The one dude in the show...
Yeah, I don't know.
He died and they just got a new guy to take his place.
Maybe that happens in the later seasons.
Hmm.
I don't know, because so far that hasn't happened. I mean, plenty of people have died, but no one was like replaced like in a strange way. It's like, that's not that dude. But like I said, it's a 10 on the shitty side. You know, just like kind of graphically sometimes. But you know, it's still enjoyable. If you're a fan of action flicks, you know, it's... muscular dudes fighting with swords, cutting each other's heads off. You know, it's a fun show. So I recommend that. I'm gonna try and stick with it because if you know me,
you might mark out.
I might just drop off.
Yeah, I'm gonna mark out. You know what I was thinking?
Because I have like two episodes left of season one, and I'm enjoying it. But who knows if I'm gonna keep watching? There's like four seasons on Netflix.
I'm just spitballing. We should release another podcast about The One I Love where we actually talk about the actual plot. Because I think there's a lot of things, it would be an interesting thing to talk about.
And it's just the One I Love podcast?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
In the future, we'll do that.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
I mean, only certain people who've watched the show, the movie, I mean, will watch it. But, I mean, they have wrap-up podcasts for TV shows. So why can't we have wrap-up podcasts for movies?
It's true. Yeah, don't listen to the fucking episode if you don't want to, you know, if you haven't seen the movie because you're ruining it for yourself.
Yeah, well, so maybe we'll do that in the future.
Okay. Oh, you know, I also, in the real movies, like out at the movies, I saw Kingsman.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm not interested in this movie, and you being interested in it makes me angry.
It's really good. It's from the guy who made the Kick-Ass movies.
Kick-Ass 2 sucked, though.
Eh. It wasn't as good as 1, but it didn't, like, suck. But it was really good. It was funny. A lot of action.
Nudity?
An ass at the end.
A man ass or a woman ass?
Woman ass. A woman ass, of course. I wouldn't even bring it up if it was man ass.
Well, I don't know. You seem to enjoy man ass.
I mean, on occasion. But, like, it was just a lot of action, great fight scenes, and just fucking gore. It was really good. Really well done.
By the way, back to the One I Love again, that Mark Duplass guy who was in this movie, he's like the indie king. I guess he's... The type of movies he's in mostly are called mumblecore movies. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's like a loose... They have loose scripts where they people just kind of like have like natural dialogue.
Does that mean it's kind of like improv?
It's not improv, but it's loose. And he was in that movie where he was a time traveler. Remember?
Which one?
The one with Aubrey Plaza in it. Where he was like, he had the ad out.
Oh, safety not guaranteed. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's a lot of indie movies. Like every indie movie.
Is that him?
Yeah. Huh. And every indie movie you find.
That's a good movie too.
I think it's him. Hopefully I'm not wrong. And I sound like an
idiot. Yeah. But fucking asshole, this guy. Wrong.
Every indie movie you find on Netflix, this dude was, he was like, yeah, it was him. Safety not guaranteed. But he was in like all kinds of.
That's his thing.
Indie films.
Do you think he loves indie films or they just won't let him be in a big Hollywood blockbuster? That's probably it.
I don't know.
Because listen, they've offered, you know, it's like, hey, you want to be in the new Avengers? He's like, fuck off, man. Indie or nothing.
I saw him in Greenberg, too, the Ben Stiller vehicle. I
haven't seen that.
My second movie, yes, I have a second movie that I wanted to talk about was Frank, which I loved it.
Haven't seen it yet. I've heard tell.
It's a movie. It stars the British guy from
Hello.
About Time. He's actually Irish, but the Irish guy from About Time is in it. Dom Hall. I don't know.
Domino's Pizza.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Yeah, I don't fucking. I'd have to see
Scoot
it.
Scoot McNairy is in it.
Scoot. What kind of fucking
Maggie name is Gyllenhaal and Michael
Stein. Maggie, what kind of name is
and
that?
And she sort of gets naked in it. But she's got like weird breasts, I've noticed. And Michael Fassbender is in it also. He stars Frank, who's a guy who wears a giant papier-mâché head. And he's like, he's insane and like he doesn't want to take it off. And they're all in a band. And it's just the guy from the Irish guy I was talking about from About Time joins their band. And they all go to this remote woods to record their album. And while they're recording their album, he's filming stuff and posting it online, which gets them attention, and they get a spot on the South by Southwest tour, or not tour, but festival. And then things go from there. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I noticed it on Netflix. I've heard things about it. I'll have to check it out one of these days.
And you get to hear, and then all the actors actually play the music, like they play music in the movie, and it's them actually playing it, so it's cool. Because the music's like really crazy.
Did they have to, I mean, is it good? Or is it just shitty music?
This is one called Frank's Most Likeable Song Ever.
Most likeable song ever. Coca-Cola lipstick ring, go dance all night, I've got dancing legs. Woo! I've got dancing legs! They won't stop me dancing, no, they won't stop me dancing. It is pretty likeable.
Kiss me, Nefertiti, just the way you like it. Just the way you like it. Kiss me, lipstick Ringo, that's the way you like it. I love that song.
I have to get this album.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. So yeah, that's my pick of the week, Frank. I love it.
Yeah, all right.
The movie really, I don't know, it's one of those movies, and it's hard to explain, It sounds stupid, but
I know there's a lot of those movies where if you explain the premise, people are gonna look at you like you're a fucking idiot. Like, that sounds dumb.
Yeah, but it's really
just
good.
It just turns out it's a good flick.
I liked it, and it really stuck. For some reason, the movie stuck with me. I don't know
to this day,
especially the ending. The ending is, which is especially good. Like the rest of the movie, if it didn't have the ending it had, it would just sound stupid.
Oh, I imagine at some point in the movie they crack his head open like a pinata.
Mm-hmm.
That's my image.
Yeah, it's good. So we're gonna leave you with the best song from Frank called "I Love You All," and it's from the final scene of the movie, and it's fantastic.
All right, HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.
Nice to be here. I love you all. Stale beer, fat fuck, smoked out cowpoke, sequined mountain ladies. I love you all. Put your arms around me, fiddly digits, itchy britches. Cigarettes and steel.